This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Chances are, if you watch television, you've seen and heard this Volkswagen ad. It debuted during the Super Bowl in 2001. It's called Big Day, a beautiful bride, her father checking his watch, a frantic young man in a Volkswagen Jetta.
This bride is getting ready for her wedding, and you have a groom here that's racing to get to the wedding.
And there's the VW.
And there's the VW.
He's stuck at a railroad crossing, the guy in the VW.
It's kind of graduate homage type theme here. She marries the best man.
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
The composer is a 29-year-old, originally from Long Island, who goes by J. Ralph.
Who's singing on that?
This girl, Nicole, is a friend of mine that I knew from the neighborhood.
Are there words? Is she singing words?
Yeah, well, it says away from 1 million miles away from home.
Big Day was so popular, it ran for 3 years, an eternity for a commercial. People started requesting the song for their own weddings, and they started asking about the composer. J. Ralph is Josh Ralph. He's had no formal musical training, spent some time working in hip-hop studios, got a big record deal for his debut CD, which went nowhere. Then an ad agency found one of his orchestral songs and licensed it. More ads followed, and now you'll hear his dreamy, hypnotic compositions everywhere in ads for Nike. De Beers Diamonds. And Porsche. We went to visit J. Ralph at his studio on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Dreamy as his music is, his studio is its own world, a cavernous space, 60 by 200 feet, set up in what used to be the balcony of an abandoned silent movie theater.
This looks like the music that I want to hear.
The studio looks like a fantastical bordello, almost completely dark. The walls are painted in oxblood red. Light spills from an occasional lamp, dripping with beads. There are gilded cherubs 37 feet up by the ceiling, an iron four-poster daybed draped in white organza, a massive 19th-century aquarium on a pedestal with candles all around.
There's an energy that's here that has not been destroyed or rebuilt or converted into something else. It's just left over from the late 1800s, and being that it has no windows and no reference points to the outside world, you kind of are free to create your own way in here.
It's clear that the world of advertising has been very, very good to J. Ralph. On stage are some of his vast collection of instruments, among them a small antique keyboard, a Celeste. There's a 60-inch gong. A vibraphone. And a grand piano. A 1929 Blüthner that used to belong to Duke Ellington. After J. Ralph's mother died 5 years ago, he started to write this song called M. That same year, he licensed the song to Volvo for a commercial narrated by Donald Sutherland.
To your body, it's a luxury car. To the elements, it's an SUV. To your peace of mind, it's a Volvo.
J. Ralph admits it was odd at first to hear this very personal homage to his mother, synchronized with images of a car, but he says he wanted her spirit to live on, and he decided the best way to do that was to get the song out into the world when radio wouldn't. Now that song, M, and seven others composed by J. Ralph, are on a new CD called The Illusionary Movements of Geraldine and Nazu.
So what's the intersection, would you say, between the commercial work and the CD?
The biggest intersection is that most of the songs from the album are in commercials. And the second component to it is that the commercials inadvertently pay for the orchestral album that no record label was interested in paying for.
Is this true that you don't read or write music?
Yeah, no, I don't read or write any music. I never took any music theory. I took a couple of guitar lessons when I was like 10 years old.
So how do you communicate when you're working with other musicians what you want them to do?
Making an idiot out of myself a lot of times, kind of humming stuff to them. Hey, could we try da-da-da-da-da-da? You know, and it's by hook or by crook, you get it across.
J. Ralph's music is sought out by companies who can afford to take a creative chance on their ads. On his Macintosh G5, J. Ralph clicks on an ad for the VW Beetle called Squares. A quick series of everyday images flashes by. All of them are squares.
Little clocks and newspapers and toast and square buildings, sponges, vents.
Towel.
A pallet with mailboxes, a diskette, a dumpster. These are all squares. And then this texture of sounds and induced madness creating hysteria. And then it ends with the beetle, and because the ground is wet, it actually creates a circle. It's pretty cool.
How long did that song tune take you to write? Do you remember?
I don't know, maybe 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
And how did you do it? What was the process?
Volkswagen, their notes to me when I was scoring it was, we wanted to sound like if Stanley Kubrick was making a student film back when he was a young kid. We want people to think their TV is completely broken. And then we want people to call the stations.
I bet there would be a lot of musicians who have spent years learning instruments, training, paying their dues, clawing their way up, who would be listening to this and just gnashing their teeth that it seems so easy and that you do it all through commercials. The commercials have made all of this possible, all these toys in this space, in this studio that you have now.
Well, I think that it's always building blocks. I think that it was, that I was always doing it just for me in this exploratory, you know, way. And that maybe that's why it sounds different. Because once you have to make money from something or try to make money with something, I think that it ruins the process.
What do you say when people tell you, J. Ralph, you've sold out, your music is...
No one's really ever said that to me.
No one's ever said it to you.
No, I mean, as always, I've never really paid attention to what anyone else says anyway. So there's a lot of love here and a lot of unbridled passion for finding and unearthing new sounds and new collages. So anyone that wants to be a part of that ends up finding their way here, and the other people don't seem to come around.
Well, J. Ralph, thanks for talking with us and showing us around your studio here.
For sure. Thank you for coming by.
J. Ralph talking with us in his studio in an abandoned silent movie theater in Lower Manhattan. His new CD is The Illusionary Movements of Geraldine and Nazu. It includes this song, When She Dances, which is also now running in an ad for Honda's Civic Hybrid. You can hear more of J. Ralph's music and see photos at our website, npr.org.